Hello, guys. We are back with our final episode. Oh, no.
Well, that wasn't our usual introduction. Hey, it's Abby.
It's Jory, and this is dramatic.
Yeah.
Very dramatic.
It's been a long journey. 18 episodes.
I know. 18 episodes high to life as we are the Jewish people.
Did you
see
the symbolism of that? That 18, Chai in Gematria comes out to the number 18. So I cannot say it was not my genius. It was Jory's idea. So symbolically, we don't want to leave you, but it is 18 episodes.
I know. I can't believe we did it, Abby. This was a little talk at a Shabbos meal. And look where we are now. 300 plus followers. Tons of hot guys we've talked to. Right? And like we became even closer friends.
And hot girls. Don't forget the hot girls.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, I just love boys so much.
what's been your favorite part or your favorite episode of what we've done so far?
Oh my God. We've done a lot of episodes. Like, I'm not gonna lie. We've had some crazy little comedian stripper on. We've had two tall Jews on, very tall men. We talked about Purim. We talked about being Black and Jewish. Like, oh yeah, we had the CEO of Meet Jew on, remember? That was like one of the first eps.
What a throwback. Okay, like the beginning of this, we were so like nervous about every little thing.
I know.
We planned everything to a T. Like our pilot episode, the gap year episode, we literally
wrote out what we were gonna say. Script.
We messed up so many times. Like Lily kept coming in and just like watching us mess up over and over again and re-recording. Like,
yep.
Insane. And that. Now we just go in and wing it, and we just kind of, you know.
We do. We do wing it. I would say my favorite episode would probably be the one where my dad was on. I love the Black and Jewish episode, hearing about his life and learning about him and what it's like to be, you know, of Jew of color in like the Orthodox world. And then I would say, obviously, my boyfriend when he was on. That was really fun. He'll be on a lot next season, hopefully. And I don't know. Also, the Rebecca episode with Rebecca Kersner, that Soak Fetch, that was fun to talk about maybe like religious. Oh my God, it's so freaking loud in New York. Sorry for the honking, everyone. We talked about like religious Jews and like what they mean to us. And we got to pick like a female, you know, who we inspired to be. So I kind of like that. How about you, Abby?
Well, I was also going to say the episode where we had Saul, Jory's boyfriend, on, but you already took that one. And also, like, you should probably be the one that's saying, like, yeah, my favorite episode is when my boyfriend was on. And I'm like, yeah, I am a fan. No, because, you know, it was the first time I was meeting Saul, and I was like, all right, like, this ginger kid, like, I've only seen pictures, and I'm like, all right, like, what's this guy going to be like, you know? And then he was actually really cool, and, like, a lot of people actually told me that like that episode specifically was like really enjoyable for them to listen to. And he's just like really like a genuine and real person. And I'm not sucking up to you, Saul. Just saying.
It was like, let's not get it to your head. Let's not get it to your head. Okay?
It was an objectively good episode.
It was.
And then I went really hard for the Make Shabbat Sexy Again episode. I think Shabbat is the sexiest part about Judaism. I was really hyped for it. I was like, it's our seventh episode. We gotta, make it special, and Shabbat is special to me. So that one specifically, I guess. And like I said, our pilot episode where I was going to look back and listen to it and be like, wow, like also we were babies on our gap year, but also that was our baby like pilot episode, you know?
I know.
So yeah, like that was, it's a cute little recap to go back to where we started.
Start from the bottom,
now we're here.
100%. Start from the bottom, now we're here at 18 But if anyone hasn't listened to the rest of the episodes, please listen and let us know what you think. Let us know what we could do to change and update and add. We'll talk about a little later about, you know, our next season plans, what we're going to do for you to get excited. But we're into summer. It is summer right now, and we're taking a little hiatus, as you know. So we're going to have a Coach Girl summer. I've already started it. Last night, I took 6 probably plus shots.
That's a lot. That's not safe. We're too old, girl, for this shit.
I'm too old for this shit. I went to a party. Yeah, so Coach Girl Summer has started, and everyone should get on it. So I took 6 plus shots. We went out to a friend's place in the Heights because the Heights is so cool, classy, at our best friend's place, Rebecca Kersner. And we, I would say, just like, we haven't socialized in so long, and everyone was vaccinated, obviously, but like, we were raging to High School Musical because COVID happened and we were not able to be social. So when the song came on, Breaking Free, we were all, it was special. That's just how you know. It's been a minute.
It's like, I would say, like a movie of our time. Like, I remember growing up, like, my mom showed me Grease growing up over and over and over again. I'm also going to show my kids Grease, but I'm also going to show them a High School Musical, because
100%. It's our favorite. Grease is our favorite movie. Like, that is Abby's and I's favorite movie. Yeah. I don't know. We just love it. The dancing, the singing.
We're very musicale. The spring musicale in High School Musical. What's her name? Mrs. Darbus. I aspire to emulate her in my everyday life.
Nice.
But, all right. So you kicked off the summer with a cute little Washington Heights party. What's
your
plan for the rest of the summer? I'm not going to be in New York this summer.
I know. It's so sad.
Splitting my summer between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem isn't a bad way to go either. But like, let me know. What's the 411?
What the 411 is? Well, one sec. Let me finish last night. Last night I stayed up to 3 a.m. Literally, we got home at 3. When is the last time you get home at 3? Craziness. And then I slept until literally 15 minutes before this podcast started, before we started recording. But besides that, probably a lot of those fun nights, you know, going out. I'm not going to sit at home and watch Netflix because I did that way too much this past year. I actually am starting a new job. So that is super, super exciting. I'm starting in June. If anyone needs a job, hint, hint, is that is what I'll be doing. So if anyone needs a job, reach out to me and I'll help you out with that.
Wait, you need to elaborate, like, what is the job title?
For sure. So I'm going to be, I would say, like a career consultant, recruiter, talent manager to help people out with their careers and such. I can say everything now. So I didn't tell you guys before, but I worked in HR. And I didn't want to put that on the podcast because HR, you know, is very private. But I did HR for about 4 years, and now I'm switching into something else this summer. And it's something more where I can tell you what I'm doing. And I'm so excited to get started in a new field. HR is too stressful, literally dealing with everyone's lives and personal problems and trying to make sure everyone's happy. I did like it, but moving on to bigger and better.
You need to make sure that you're happy before everyone else sometimes. You need to put yourself first sometimes.
Thank you, Abby. I do. That's why I'm doing this. So new job, hot girl summer. My boy toy, Solomon, is going to be in the city. So we are going to party it up.
Was he just there for the summer or like what?
No, he's moving here.
Oh, this is huge news. So many like major life changes, new right? job, new location for the boy toy, as you refer to him.
Yeah, he's moving it in 3 weeks to New York. I'm so excited for him to be part of my actual life instead of virtual. But that's going to be really fun. What else? I got my, you know, tax money back. So now I got to like some dough to roll in for vacations maybe. so So it's going to be good, positive, happy. We're all vaccinated, thank goodness, healthy. So I am ecstatic. How about you, Abby? What is your hot girl summer plan?
Well, as we know, last episode, you know, we talked a lot about Israel, and I really thought that it was going to be Hamas girl summer. Like, that's it. Summer is brutal. I was like, come on. We just got out of COVID. Now there's like a war. Like, what is this country? But it was only 11 days, and I hope it stays that way. But so now it's going to be Coach Girl Summer. We're like trying to rebrand Hot Girl Summer with Coach Girl Summer.
100%.
Hot Girl Summer was Hot Girl Summer. So like we need this to have like a new vibe, you know? But yeah, I'm kind of like, it's really the first time that I've had like a full-time job. So I'm kind of figuring out how to like balance that, but also having like a good time on the weekends, or, you know, actually taking my vacation days, which is something that I feel like people like forget to do, or like just don't do until the end of the year. I don't know. Like, this is my first time like trying to like space them out and everything, but I'm really just trying to like, you know, last summer, because of Corona, like there was a lot of open space, and my little brother was here on his gap year. So we went hiking a lot together, and we saw a lot of the country. And like, as small as Israel is, there's always more of the country to see. So I want to go hiking. I want to go camping. I think these are just the things that like keep me sane, and so, you know, and not just like looking at a computer all day. And like, as much as I love writing, like I love the outdoors, and I just like want to get in the car and go on a road trip. So like, those are like the top priorities for Coach Girl Summer. So if people have recommendations of, you know, it might be hard to give me recommendations. You know, I lived in Israel for a lot of my life. So, you know, I feel like I've seen it all, but I really haven't. There's all these like little corners and everything. And then there's like the less fun stuff that I have to do that I've been pushing it off because I started working 3 months ago, and I'm still finishing my master's. Technically, all the classes are done. Just a reminder, I think I mentioned this like at the very beginning of the season, that I'm doing my master's at Hebrew U in journalism.
Wait, one sec. I thought you're still doing it?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I finished classes literally like a semester ago, and I was just so like overwhelmed with like, we're like, you know, starting a full-time job, and I don't know, I guess, what else was I doing other than that? Because I could have done it after work, but instead I just like watched TV and like hung out with people, and, you know, so I still have 2 seminar papers, and that's why I don't have my degree yet. But once I finish those 2 seminar papers, like, I'm golden. So unfortunately, that's also how I'm going to be spending my summer. But, you know, knowledge is power. So I'm going to try to be positive about it.
You got this. What are the papers about?
Kind of like really depressing topics, to be honest. You wouldn't think that communications get depressed. Actually, yes, you would. It's journalism. It's like depressing. A lot of like the stuff you're covering. I'm doing a research paper, my seminar paper on if you guys know what incel culture is.
No, what's so, that?
Okay, incels, Jory, you're going to be like, what the hell are you? Okay, incels are involuntary celibate. It's like basically men that blame society for not being able to like have sex with women, and they just really hate women, and they've like actually committed like terrorist attacks against what, like,
what?
Google it after whoever doesn't know, but my paper isn't about them. It's actually about femcels, like females that like are sad that they haven't been able to have sex with men, involuntarily celibate. So it's more about them and how they're different than incels, and how it's like a little bit more about self-esteem and not like hating men. So I'm writing
2
pages.
I have never heard of this before in my life. Is this something you chose, or did your teacher teach you?
I chose it because I just think that like a lot of people in my class were doing, you know, a lot of content about like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and like that's super interesting also, obviously, but I just feel like, especially at like Hebrew U, it's overdone because, you know, we are in that region. So I don't know. I'm someone that sometimes spends too much time on the internet and found this dark corner of the internet. And that's how I came up with my research paper. And then the second one is just analyzing the role of film and how it depicts the Holocaust, you know.
So oh, okay.
More depressing content.
Oh my gosh, Abby, I didn't know this about you.
I also just hope to get back to writing in general. I started writing a screenplay. So after I finish the seminar papers, I want to get back to writing my screenplay about my experience in South America. Ooh, that's also one of my favorite episodes, just talking about how cool I am because I got to backpack the world. So, you know, I'm one of those artsy pretentious people that likes to document her experiences. So that is the goal. We'll see if I finish it. And last but not least, for Coach Girl Summer, Jory, I would like to perfect my skin routine. Right now, it's just sunscreen, but if you have any tips, any of our listeners also let me know if there's anything I should be adding. My dermatologist just said sunscreen. So, Jory, do you have any tips for me?
Well, one second. You're doing – you just, like, spit it all out, and I'm, like, trying to process. First of all, that's a lot of writing. Good for you. I'm really excited for you to finish up school. And you've got a master's, girlfriend.
I know.
It's amazing. Tips for my the face.
I mean, routine.
Well, I use CeraVe. Props to Lily. She got me on that.
At a dermatologist office, so she knows her stuff.
Yeah. I wash my face in the morning and night, and then I just do lotion after that, and that's which is like moisturizer, and that's it. I really don't do much. And I do sunscreen.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's what my dermatologist, I guess we should just keep it simple, you know? Do you have any skincare routines? I'm not like other girls, which is such an annoying statement, but like I straight up, like Jory knows this from college, I do not know how to put on makeup. Like I get my eyebrows done like every half a year because it gives me anxiety, like the pain of waxing my eyebrows. So like whatever, but I'm trying to step up my game. You know, I'm 25. I want to look good when I go into work. I want to look like a woman and not like a 15-year-old girl. So that's where we're at
right
now.
I know. Speaking of brows, I need to get mine done. They look too bushy. We should do an episode on being a woman. How much work and stress it is. How great it is. Because you can flirt with all the guys and get free drinks and food. Yeah, but also.
Definitely a perk. The free drinks. I love the free drinks.
Me too. But it's a lot to get those free drinks, girl. You got to look all good.
So go out, get your free drinks. It's Coach Girl Summer, Vaxxed and Waxed, Hot Girl Summer. I actually did a list for my listicle for my media company about how to celebrate Vaxxed and Waxed Girl Summer. You know, so if you don't have any tips, we'll be putting that up on the gram. So we're just like, you know, we're excited. Summer 2020 fun is happening, and we are hyped.
We're hyped. We're here for it. So we got a few questions from listeners because we have listeners that want to ask us questions.
we're like, why do people listen to this podcast? I don't even know. I don't know. I like talking to you though.
I know, it's good to talk together. No, we have just a funny story about our all-nighters.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, the question was, have you ever pulled an all-nighter and what did you do? Ooh. And I have, besides for school, we're going to be like cool about it, you know? So Abby and I remember in college, we lived on 34th Street, but we went to a bar. I remember, I think it was 13 Step in like the lower East where NYU is, which is like on like 13th or something like that.
Hence that's called 13th Step because it's on 13th Street.
Oh my God. That's very true, Abby. So we went to 13th Step and I remember it was like Sailor Week or something. Remember there was all those sailors or army men? I was also like, dollar beers too.
What holiday was it? You said St. Patty's or was it Cinco de Mayo? It's very hard to like, you know, confuse these cultural holidays that just have to do with drinking when you live in the United States.
This was Cinco. No, not Cinco. This was St. Patty's. There's all these super hot guys that were sailors dressed up because I guess it was also Sailor Week in New York. And I've been flirting with all these sailors, having a great night. I don't know. We stay out till like, also I think it was dollar beers too. So there's a lot going on. Yeah. We stay out till like 4 a.m. or something. And then everyone's like getting an Uber home. But Abby and I are cheap. Cheapos.
We were the cheapest college girls of all time. Like, I think that we tried to play it off like, oh, we're not cheap. Like, we just exercise. We just like explore New York City. But like, we actually just didn't want to pay for a cab.
Oh my God. We did it. Everyone's like, let's getting a cab. We'll take literally 10 minutes to get home. And we're like, no, we're not going to pay. We're not going to take a bus. We're not going to pay $2.75 to go back to our apartment or our dorm. So we walk from, which isn't a far walk, honestly. It was from like 13 to 34. Not a big deal. But it was like 4:35 in the morning and the sun was rising. And also at that point was when we started seeing the bodegas and the breakfast carts start opening up. And I'm like, that's a problem. Yeah. When the breakfast carts open up and the fruit stands start, you know, opening up, that means it's too late. So we stayed out way too late that night. And then we got back and we were, I don't know why we did that.
But for cabs now?
Sorry, what?
You pay for cabs now?
I pay for Ubers. Yeah. You know, now I have a job. Yeah. And I do. But sometimes I do still try to walk a lot of places. Yeah. Like sometimes I'm like, I don't need to pay the $2.75. I prefer to get a coffee instead. Which a coffee is definitely not $2.75, but whatever. It's expensive
like
here.
A frap. Like I love Starbucks fraps. That's what I really miss, that they don't have Starbucks in Israel. I don't care how much of a basic white girl I sound like. but yeah, I don't know. That's like $5. So if you save like for
two trips. Yeah, for sure. So that was a fun night. That was a really fun night. And then I think, I don't know if it was this night or another night, but I'm just going to blend it into two. We got home, I remember, so late. I slept for like 2 hours, and then I was supposed to go on a flight the next morning to Cleveland. And my flight was like at 8. So yeah, I slept for like a few hours, and then I missed my flight, slept through it, slept through my alarm. My mom's texting and calling me crazy. I woke up at like 9:30. She's like, Jory, are you on the plane? Because I did not text her at all. Should have been up at like 7:30 or something for that flight, and I didn't do that. So then I got on the next one at like 11. And then the next day I go to my grandparents' house, like after the flight, and I smell like alcohol and beer because I didn't shower. And I was like so gross. It was so bad.
How pissed was your mom on a scale of 1 to 10?
My mom was pissed. She's like, do not care, Jory. Like, what are you doing? Why are you going out so late, getting wasted, you know, coming and then not – and then missing your flight. And like I knew I had a flight too. I was just being, you know, rebellious.
Yeah. I know, like there were lots of times – where like we went out, me and my friend, that, you know, traveling in South America. Take a shot every time I mention South America on this podcast. But we literally like also barely made flights there because we were like, oh, we could just go to like the hostel happy hour. Then all of a sudden, like we're running to the flight. So I get it. Like you want the best of both worlds. You also want to go out with your friends and then like make it to that flight so you can get your grandparents the next day. So wait, so have you learned your lesson since then? Like, have you missed a flight since?
So no, I haven't missed a flight since, but I learned my lesson to not do morning AF, morning early flights. Like 8 a.m., 7, it's so hard for me. I really don't like it. But yeah, I try not to drink before flights either because of that situation. But have you done any all-nighters? Well, we did that one together, but anything?
I didn't have to catch a flight the next day. So that's the difference. I actually recently on Thursday night, I don't know what came over me. I didn't realize, like, I thought we were going to go to this club in Tel Aviv called The Goat. And I haven't been clubbing in ages. Like, I really don't remember the last time I've been clubbing. I've been to Kuli Alma a lot, Lima, like, you know, just dance bars. But, like, a club, we know it's, like, a whole thing. And, like, you know, at 25, it's, like, you need to, like, really prep yourself. You can still do it, but not as often as you did when you were, like, 18. Like, I remember when I was 18 on my gap year here, I was, like, I'm going to do this till I'm 40. Like, I love this lifestyle forever, but it's not possible. Like, anymore. If you are a 25-year-old that's still going out like every single, like clubbing every night, like let me know your secrets. But you know, it was a Thursday night and the war is over and COVID is over. So I was like, okay, we're going to go out. So yeah, I thought we were going to this place called The Goat. And then all of a sudden the group of friends I was with was like, no, let's go to Shalvata. Have you been to Shalvata?
I haven't. I hear it's amazing though.
Yeah. So it is amazing after now that I've been there, but like it has this stereotype of being like for like 18-year-old RCM is like Israeli like trash kind of people, you know? And I was just like, no, like why are we going there? Let's just like, you know, do a classic Nana Kalyama. But like there were like a couple of like, you know, people that were on their semester abroad and they really wanted to experience it and everything. So I was like, all right, like we'll go. And I'm making like a whole big deal at the door with the promoters because you have to pay 70 shekel. And I was like yelling at the promoters in Hebrew, first of all, because we had to wait for so long. And I was like, this is why I remember that I don't like clubbing in Israel, because like if, you know, I don't know, I have like numbers for promoters in New York. I don't have like the same numbers here. And I was just like yelling at them. I'm like, I didn't have to do this shit in New York. Like girls didn't have to pay in New York. And then they were like, oh, that's because Israel like believes in equality. I was okay. Like that is, but whatever. Anyway, they gave me like a coupon code because I was bitching at them. So I got in for 50 shekel, was still upset. 18-year-old me would not have paid 50 shekel. I would have just like sat outside with like a couple of
bucks. How much is that?
Not a lot. Just see. I'll tell you approximately how much it is. Okay, it is like $15. Not bad, but like we didn't do that in New York. You know, we would get them.
No, I get that. Bottles. That's, I get it.
Whatever. So then we got in, you know, got some drinks, and then it got really fun. And like the music was actually really good. And we were just like jumping up and down. Like that's when you know that it's good, when you like when you're there till the lights go on. So we were there till like 4:30 a.m. And they didn't, that's what pissed me off though, because I was having such a good time. And you know, like, usually like the DJ will play like a song to end the night. They just like shut everything down. They were like, okay, everyone, the night's over. And I was like, what? Anyway, so my friend lived really close to this club, which is on the Namal. It's on the beach. And then we went to sleep at like 5:15 a.m. So I would say that counts later. And that was just this Thursday night. So to the listener that asked, yes, I still do all-nighters once every blue moon. And I'm still going strong. I could barely function on Shabbat after. My parents who were visiting were like, yeah, this is because like who goes out till like you're not a normal person. but I'm back in action and we're recovering. And hopefully me and Jory will be able to have an all-nighter together one of these days.
I know. We need to plan a vacation, yeah. Like we were just talking about earlier. We need to plan a vacation, go out. You were saying Greece. We should go to Mykonos. Yeah. I think Lindsay Lohan has a house there, like a party house.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still open, but I also heard that.
Yeah.
But this so that's the goal. Made us relive the party days, you know? Thanks I for listening to ask the question because – We like going down memory lane.
We do. We do. So we have a game now. This is an episode full of fun. So
we're really trying to go hard before the end of our season.
I know. I know. So we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill. Jewish men.
Up in Yiddish before the episode. Like sex or like fuck. I don't know. It's shtup in Yiddish. So I was trying to make the episode a little more Jewish, and I was like, okay, I'm going to look it up. So it's Stup. I don't know the pronunciation, but I looked this up on Google because I know zero Yiddish. So Stup.
That's funny.
Stup, Mary Kill.
Love it. So we're going to do Jewish guys that are religious, and not religious, that are famous. And I'll go for you, Abby, first. So we're going to do Fuck, Mary Kill. Dave Franco, Ben Platt, or Adam Levine?
Oh, okay. Wait, okay. I'm really having a hard time because Dave Franco was automatically going to be like marriage material, but then Ben Platt is also marriage material. And Adam Levine, honestly, like he's great. He's super cute, but I just like, I don't have the emotional connection. Not that like Rainbow and Ben Platt know I exist, but it's not the same emotional connection. So I would have to kill Adam Levine, but I'm still debating. I've been like obsessed with Dave Franco since high school, since I was like 17. But at the same time, I still think this is a toughie, Jory. And you just like Ben Platt, I think I would marry him. He's just like, you know, the definition of nice Jewish boy marriage material. He could like sing me to sleep every night. So angelic and just such a sweetheart. And then Dave Franco, I would have to stoop him.
Stoop him.
It's hard. You know,
I feel that.
He's already married to Alison Brie. Is Ben Platt married? I don't even know.
I don't think he's married, no.
Okay, so that's it. Under the
hood. Oh, good one.
Let me know if you're also down. And Dave Franco, if you want to spend a night away from Alison Brie, you call me. Slide into my DMs on the Instagram.
This is a good choice because Ben Platt's definitely marriage material.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Yeah, he could sing to you all day long.
Do I get to go now? Do I get to ask you?
Yes, ask me, Abigail.
Okay. I'm like trying to pick good ones for you. Okay, James Franco, Daniel Radcliffe, and Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my God, stop. This is so hard. Okay. James Franco, Timothy Chalamet, and Daniel Radcliffe. I'm probably going to do stoop. I'll do the stoop first.
You could also say fuck. I just thought it was a funny word.
No, it's fine. Stoop, I'll do. I don't know. This is so hard. Timothy. But who's Timothy? What is he in?
He's in a lot. He's in Call Me By Your Name with Armie Hammer, who currently has like sexual abuse allegations against him, but it has nothing to do with Timothy. However, if this helps you, there's like a rumor going around that Timothy Chalamet like spread STDs all over NYU. But I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. That is like, I was about to
also,
do.
Wait, but that might be like Lashon Hara. You know, we're gossiping. We don't know if that's like 100%.
That's true. I'm going to kill Daniel Radcliffe. I hate saying that, but I don't think he's so hot. You know what I mean? He just is like, he's very wealthy and doing well for himself, but he's just not hot. I'm going to do fuck. Or stoop James Franco, and I'm going to marry Timothy because I think he's so freaking adorable.
Okay. And I guess, like, if the STD rumor is true,
oh my God, Abby.
If you're married, you technically don't have to stop him. So
if we're married, we probably would be, right?
Yeah, you would be, but you don't, like, but, like, if you do find out that it's true, whatever.
It's not true. It's Lashon Hara. It's not true, Abigail.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, I shouldn't listen to rumors. You know, I shouldn't just judge people based on what other people are saying. It's funny that you mentioned Daniel Radcliffe, because me and my friend are pretty sure we saw him on a hike in South America.
Really?
The story. Okay. It was just someone that, like, look, we were super tired. It was, like, a four-day hike in Chile in Torres del Paine. Like, and we were both super beginners at a hike. And, like, we were just super out of it. And we started talking to these two British guys, and we were like, oh, my God, like, you look exactly like Daniel Radcliffe. And then he's like, LOL, we have the same birthday. And he showed us his ID and everything. And it didn't say, like, Daniel Radcliffe, but, like, they had the same birthday, and we Googled it. And then, like, we didn't see him again until we were in a different city, and we said, hey, again. And we're like – and him and his friend just kept laughing, and I don't know why we didn't think to like actually like, you know, take a picture with him. And so to this day, we're still like, oh my God, it was definitely him. And like, he was going around with like a fake ID and his really good friend. So it was just some British guy that really looked like him and had like the same birthday as him.
So it was him, Abby.
I'm telling you, it was him. Like, whatever.
That is so cool.
Now that's we'll never cool. know. And we don't even have picture proof because we saw him twice and we were tired both times and like didn't think like, you know what, if we actually think this is him, we should take a picture. So anyway, whatever, you killed him in fuck, marry, kill. So it doesn't matter whether it was him or not. Should we do another round? Yes. One more.
Let's do another round. Let's do another round. So
same one. You pick, and then we just like choose who we would choose.
Okay. So we'll do Zac Efron, Jonah Hill, and Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, Zac Efron, Jonah Hill. Okay. Ooh. Okay, are you going first?
Oh, I'll go first, sure. So I'm going to marry Zac Efron. I'm going to kill Jonah Hill and fuck Shia LaBeouf. Or stupid.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
That was quick because, you know, Zach's 100%. Come on. Come on. He's gorgeous.
I don't know. I think I get what you're saying because I think I mentioned this in previous episodes. You know, we mentioned Zac Efron and Dave Franco because, like, we love them. But Zac Efron is just, like, too perfect for me that there has to be something there. Like, I would marry him in a perfect world, but I just think he's so perfect that there's something about him that isn't perfect and it's like suspicious. So I would say, like, you know, for one night, I would fuck him, I would stub him. You know, it's Zac Efron. I think every nice Jewish girl would for an opportunity. Shia LaBeouf, he's a little crazy. Okay, I'm gonna kill Jonah Hill. He's a funny dude, he's great. But I can't do it. I don't know. Marriage, you know, maybe he would be because he's funny. Okay, I'm still debating. But the reason, let me explain why I would marry Shia LaBeouf. Like, he's a little crazy and unstable, I think. But I kind of like that. I kind of like the toxic.
Toxic masculinity. That's him.
The craziest guys are also the most creative, okay? Like, was it Van Gogh? Van Gogh, like, chopped off his ear? But he's, like, an icon. So Shia LaBeouf, I just feel like we'd be, like, we just have our creative juices, like, flowing together, you know, like, I'd be a writer, he'd be like an artistic actor. I think it would be a power couple. And maybe I took this a little bit too far.
But you definitely did, but way to go. I mean, you did it. Go, Abby. I like it.
So that concludes our Shtup. Also, guys, let us know if Shtup, if we're pronouncing it right, if it's even the word. I think it's just the word for like sex. You know, if you have an education, like an actual, you have knowledge in Yiddish, like, let us know. We say some dumb shit on this podcast sometimes that's just, like, not accurate. So, anyway, on to the next.
So, next season plans.
I can't.
What are we going to do, Abby?
Next season.
I know, right? It's so weird.
You season guys have really, two? Like, grown with us this year. I don't know if you've like noticed a change in like our auras or personalities or astrology signs, but
I know they've been with us through it all this past year. We appreciate it, guys. So what are we gonna do for season two? You go over to Abs.
We've heard from a lot of dudes this season, and we love men. We love nice Jewish boys. We love nice non-Jewish boys. We love every single type of guy. But sometimes, like, you know, we loved hearing from our good friend Rebecca Kersner this season. And then, like, have we heard from other, like, women this season? Like, I don't even know. We just heard from so many dudes. I'm, like, doing a scroll through now. Okay. Ooh, we heard from your cousin, Shimra Barnett. So shout out to her.
Yeah.
The first woman other than us that was featured on the podcast. But since then, it's literally you guys have only been hearing from us. So next season, we really want to hear a lot more from female voices, you know. From the spectrum of all different types of Judaism, maybe, well, this is not for sure yet, but maybe we'll dip our feet into, like, you know, hearing some, you know, non-Jewish voices, some goy boys, some goy girls.
We're also, I think we're going to get a sex therapist on as well. We're going to get, I think, another podcast on. And let us know what you're interested in hearing for next season or any tips or tricks that we can add. We're also going to do something fun on social this summer as well to keep you in tune with us, to keep you engaged.
Yeah. Just because we're leaving, it, like, just because we're taking a break from the podcast, it doesn't mean that we're taking a break from our Instagram, because I am a social media hoe and I need to be connected at all times. And
yes, definitely. So guys, just stay in touch. And we'll probably start new episodes end of summer, beginning of fall, to do the school year route like we did this past year. Oh, it's been so fun. I don't want to say goodbye.
I know, I'm getting really sad. But yeah, like, you know where to find us on Instagram at Two Coach Girls. Tell us about your summers. Tell us about how you're spending your Coach Girl summer. Like,
Coach Girl summer.
Are you road tripping? Are you serial dating? Are you, like, you know, just like working 9 to 5?
Are you doing solo trips? Because it's amazing to be a solo girl or boy. But keep us in tune with you. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I appreciate all the support. We appreciate the support this past season. And we look forward to season 2.
We love you guys.